Chapter 22. The Death of Moses. Soon Moses would die. Before Moses' death, God commanded him, Moses, to gather the Israelites together. Moses was to discuss again with the people what had happened since they left Egypt. Moses was to tell the Israelites how the great sins of their fathers had brought God's judgments on Israel. The Lord had been forced to keep the Israelites from entering Canaan because of their great sins. Almost all the Israelites who left Egypt had died in the desert, just as God had said. The children now were grown. The promise given to the fathers that the Israelites would enter the land of Canaan was to be fulfilled to the children. Many of the children were very small when the law was given on Mount Sinai. They did not remember the great importance of that event. The children who were born in the wilderness might not realize the importance of obeying the Ten Commandments and the other laws God had given to Moses. So God instructed Moses to repeat the Ten Commandments and to tell the story of what happened when God first gave the commandments. Moses wrote in a book all the laws God gave him. He faithfully wrote the instructions God gave during the travels of the Israelites. Moses also kept a list of the miracles God did for them. Moses wrote about the murmurings and complaints of the Israelites. Moses wrote about his own sin that happened as a result of Israel's complaining. Final instructions to Israel. Moses had the Israelites gather together. Then Moses read the events of their past history from the book he had written. Moses also read what God promised to do for the Israelites if they obeyed God's laws. And Moses read the curses that would happen to them if they disobeyed God's laws. Moses told the Israelites that several times the Lord had planned to destroy them because of their rebellion. But Moses pleaded for the Israelites so earnestly that God, in his mercy, did not kill them. Moses reminded the Israelites of the miracles that the Lord did in front of Pharaoh and the people of Egypt. Then Moses added, "You are the ones who have seen all these great things that the Lord has done. Obey everything that I have commanded you today. Then you will be able to cross the river and occupy the land that you are about to enter." Deuteronomy 11, verse 7, 8. Moses especially warned the Israelites against worshiping idols. He urged them to obey the commandments of God. Moses said that if the Israelites would obey and love the Lord and serve the Lord fully, God would send rain when rain was needed each year. The Israelites' crops would grow well and their cattle would increase. The Israelites also would be given victory over their enemies and would enjoy special blessings. Moses knew this was his last opportunity to instruct the people, so he talked with them very seriously. Moses then finished writing the laws and judgments God had given him. He also wrote the rules about sacrificial offerings. Then Moses gave the book to the priests. Moses told the priests to put the book in the side of the ark for safekeeping, because he knew that God would give special protection to the ark. Moses' book was to be kept so the judges of Israel could refer to the book when necessary. Sinful people often understand God's rules the way they want to, so the book of Moses was kept in a sacred place to answer future questions. Moses finished his last instructions to the people with a most powerful, prophetic speech. The speech was sad, but the words were beautiful. God inspired Moses to bless each tribe of Israel separately. Moses had much to say about the majesty of God and the greatness of Israel. The Israelites would be a great nation as long as they obeyed God and held on to his strength. The death and resurrection of Moses. Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Mount Pisgah, east of Jericho. And there the Lord showed him the whole land, the territory, area, of Gilead, as far north as the town of Dan, the entire territory of Naphtali, the territories of Ephraim and Manasseh, the territory of Judah as far west as the Mediterranean Sea, the southern part of Judah, and the plain land that reaches from Zoar to Jericho, the city of palm trees. Then the Lord said to Moses, "This is the land that I promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob I would give to their descendants. I have let you see it, but I will not let you go there." So Moses, the Lord's servant, died there in the land of Moab, as the Lord had said he would die. The Lord buried Moses in a valley in Moab, opposite the town of Beth-Peor. But to this day, no one knows the exact place of his burial. Moses was 120 years old when he died. He was as strong as ever, and his eyesight was still good. Deuteronomy 34, verse 1 to 7. God did not let anyone go with Moses to the top of Mount Pisgah. Moses stood alone at the top of the mountain, in the presence of God and heavenly angels. Moses looked at Canaan as long as he wanted to. Then he lay down, as a tired soldier, to rest. Moses died in his sleep. Angels took Moses' body and buried the body in the valley. The Israelites could never find the place where Moses was buried. His body was buried secretly to keep the Israelites from sinning against God by worshiping his burial place. Satan rejoiced that he had succeeded in causing Moses to sin against God. Moses died because of his sin. Moses would have entered the promised land if he had continued to be faithful and had given God the glory for bringing water from the rock. Later, Moses would have been taken to heaven without having to die. But Moses did not stay long in the grave. Christ, with the angels who had buried Moses, came down from heaven to resurrect Moses and take him to heaven. Satan and his evil angels were guarding the body of Moses. They were determined to keep Moses from being raised from the dead. Christ and the holy angels came near the grave. Satan tried to keep them away. But Satan was forced to move back because of the glory and power of Christ and his angels. Satan said the body of Moses was his, Satan's, because of Moses' one sin. But Christ referred the devil to God the Father, saying, "The Lord rebuke you." Jude 9. Christ told Satan that Moses had humbly repented of his sin, so there was no stain, sin, upon Moses' character. Christ added that the name of Moses stood bright and pure in heaven's book of records. Then Christ resurrected Moses and took him to heaven. Later, when Jesus was on earth, he took three of his disciples up a mountain. On the mountain, Jesus was glorified. God sent Moses and Elijah from heaven to talk with Jesus about his sufferings. Moses and Elijah took God's glory to his dear son. God had greatly honored Moses. Moses talked with God face to face as people talk with their friends. God showed Moses his, God's, great glory more fully than that glory was shown to any other person on earth.